Hello and welcome back to the Gaming Backlog Book Club. Reminder, we do go into spoilers here and there. If you want to avoid that, start at a previous episode, play along, and come back. So I know we talked about it. I mean, you brought this up actually last week in Diamond City that you listened to the mayor's speech, and I did ended up doing that paint retrieval quest for painting the green monster. It is kind of funny that that guy is basically a religious freak about the wall. And I, you know, I thought for a minute when it said go pick up green paint from Hardware Town, I figured it was going to be like a full like neighborhood just around hardware items, but it was really just a hardware store with a warehouse attached. I found the people that were fighting in there. They tried to like lure you in, basically. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is fishy. And then I realized it was the mission that I was walking in that direction for anyway, because I heard a lady screaming from a distance about, hey, help, help. And yeah, they killed me maybe like 5 times. I had a save file right when I entered the building, but I don't know. I ended up blowing them up with some mines and sending Cosworth out after them.
Nice. There you go. Got through it.
Did you, when you went to that hardware town, did you get the and got the paint right? Of course, that's like the primary mission. Did you go into the basement in that building?
Yeah.
It was full of, yeah, like very nearly naked corpses.
Yeah, they basically killed them and taken all their clothes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're just like raiders or whatever, obviously, but
yeah,
it looked like it could be just this weird disposal of bodies in the basement. So unusual.
Yeah.
I also, I don't know if you did this, but I gave an interview for Piper, the news.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did that the last time. Yeah.
And I, you know, you gain her as a companion for going through that process, but at least in my book, Codsworth was too useful to replace with a regular old human. But I did spend some time while I was in that building to look at Piper's computer, and you can read some articles. And the one about the first realization 60 years ago that the Institute also created Sims to look and act like real humans. And they found out because one of them that was a really kind of social person in the community started having this weird face twitch after drinking a bunch and partying at that Diamond City bar where the rot like this noodle place is now, and then just randomly shot the bartender and 4 other people. Did you read that news article?
I don't know. I don't think, no, I didn't see that one. I must have missed that one.
It was in her computer. So, you know, it doesn't really bode well and kind of reinforces what we first assumed after that place full of synths that we encountered last time. You know, the synths in there were all the no skin, very obviously robot looking variety, but to think we might end up being, you know, having conversations and fights with ones that you can't even distinguish from real humans is kind of scary. It sounds just like Westworld, if anyone has seen that series. I'm curious where this sort of detail of the overall story goes. And of course, right after this, there was a standoff in the marketplace that I came across where a guy who just lost his mind and had a gun drawn on his brother was yelling, "You're a synth, you're a synth," and then he got shot by security. You know, clearly the synth and Institute paranoia is at an all-time high in Diamond City.
Yeah,
that boogeyman has got them good.
Yeah, it definitely has. They are all very, very paranoid.
And I mean, we'll get into it a little bit later, but it does end up coming into play inside of the main story a little bit too, with the character that we meet. But you know, outside of that, I kept bouncing back to a Sanctuary every once in a while, I think because I ended up picking up some more vegetables so I could cash in some experience and from Sturgis and the Minutemen. But I got a quest from Preston while I was there and ended up at a place called Grey Garden, which is kind of west of like sort of halfway between Diamond City and Sanctuary, basically, more or less. And so in Grey Garden, you walk up to this greenhouse and it's full of Mr. Handys. And so okay. I'm there with Cosworth. I was half thinking, all right, is Cosworth going to help me negotiate with this kind of like unusual raider type, which didn't actually end up being necessary because they were all peaceful, but it was just a bunch of floating Mr. Handys wandering around. They all were programmed with different personalities. And, you know, the mission that they provide you is their water supplies for their greenhouses. super toxic and full of radiation. So you have to go by to a water treatment plant, and because they need that better water source. Your character mentions to the main kind of superintendent of the Mr. Handys that he saw the garden on the news and remembers the creators, which, you know, it's this greenhouse has been around for 200 years, but it's hard to see why they're gardening even now. You know, there's no humans around to, I mean, maybe there are people that pass by to buy veggies, but robots don't really need them. The mission itself that they send you on, though, you end up at this water treatment plant, and it's guarded by like 10 super mutants and a super mutant dog companion thing. And they just kept shooting rockets at me. I ended up just backpedaling really far and taking them out one at a time with my Institute laser rifle, and then coming in close for the last couple of them with the shotgun. But yeah, anytime I come across a room or a building full of super mutants, it's always a bit jarring. Have you fought any large group of super mutants yet?
Yes, I have, actually. I did in one of these.
Yeah. Were they the ones that launched the mini nuke at you?
No, they weren't.
No, that was someone else? Okay.
No, that was a raider.
Okay. Yeah, these super mutants they mean business.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the last part, so after you clear all the super mutants, which I don't think are related at all to this water plant, they just found a good place of their base of operations, you have to go in and go through basically a full kind of environmental puzzle, which was pretty fun. It's full of those Mirelurk, like giant crab-looking things with a hard shell, and you have to basically flip a bunch of switches, drain water. It almost felt like the water temple from Ocarina of Time, adjusting the water so you can finally turn the full water pump off, and then you go back and just collect your rewards from the robot and can use the workbench and the fast travel point and all that. So anyway, yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a change of pace. I guess there was a little bit of the environmental puzzle in that paint hardware store too, when you just mix the paint. I mean, it's not all that difficult, but you had to do something for it.
Yeah. All right. What any other side quests you did this one?
Yeah, I did. I think I did. I did a couple more that were, so I, you know, we both last time went with Paladin Dance to clear out that Institute owned building. And so once you get back from that to the police station, he mentions helping the other two that are in his party basically. And so I did this quest, one for each of them. And the Squire has you basically just do a fetch quest for an old world item, she called it. So something from obviously before the war started. Don't remember exactly what the item even was. Some kind of core reactor or something. And it's just kind of sitting in this bus in a weird, like, hilly field. But as I started walking up to it, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a really easy thing. She just wants to find something buried underground or something. And I get there and all of a sudden this, I thought it was a bear, but it turned out to be a giant kind of hog looking thing. And it had a weird name and it just rushed me. Fortunately, I had Codsworth's flamethrower to keep it back and just was able to keep shooting at it. I think the funniest thing though, and I even got a bit of a screenshot of it, is it was almost dead. I was backpedaling, was in the middle of reloading. It was about to swipe me, I think, and probably kill me. And I hit the VATS button. And I was with a bolt action rifle. And I hit the VATS button and then put a shot. It was literally like in my face. Put a shot into its head when it was right next to me and was able to stop it. So that was kind of funny. I think VATS can be more useful in hectic situations than I thought.
Okay, so I'm still like bad at, I'm trying to get better at using the VATS. Like I'm so used to obviously playing first person
shooter. I mean, yeah, not having a system. Naturally.
Like, yeah, I gotta.
It's just, I mean, the L1 button's kind of odd to, you know, have constantly in your mind too, because typically I think, you know, we wouldn't necessarily be thinking of using L1 like that. But so I picked that up, brought it back to her, and then I went to, to the other guy, Reese, his name is, and he basically just asked you to clear out. I mean, he's kind of like the douchey dude trying to test that.
Yeah, yes.
Are you loyal to us or not? So he sent me, and I went and cleared out all the monsters in the subway station that's right there. The university something, college station, maybe something like that. And it's just full of a bunch of ghouls, basically, most feral ghouls. And that's really it. But then after you do both of those, you're officially part of the Brotherhood.
Okay, I haven't done her fetch quest, but I did do the subway. I cleared out the ghouls.
You cleared the subway that's right next to the police station?
Yeah, I did that one.
So you're halfway there. Join the Brotherhood.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll finish up that next one.
Once you do that too, Paladin Dance gives you some other quest that I haven't done yet as well. So I'm assuming he's going to be, if it's anything like the Fallout TV show, he's just going to be kind of not so subtly ordering you around to do things. So I don't know. But as of right now, I am a member of the Minutemen and a member of the Brotherhood, and neither of them know that fact. So I wonder if that becomes a problem eventually.
That will be interesting to see if it, yeah,
like if it turns, I mean, out, I guess being, they, wait, neither of them have really both? Neither of them have really talked about the other at all in any conversations that I've had, so I don't know if they have any animosity towards each other or if they really need pure loyalty. I'm just a guy out here trying to find my kid, you know, what's the big deal? But so yeah, at the, I'm curious where that ends up going, but I know the paladin that the Brotherhood guy ends up stealing the power armor from when he got attacked by that bear in the show was a real douche. So it seems I'm just have a sort of generalized stereotyped assumption that they all kind of are at least sort of further down, if not immediately on the surface.
I'm gonna shot. They all have it's a power trip.
Yeah,
they're the absolutely. Knights there.
They're the knights. They're the ones with this giant technological suit of armor. I think that's all the side questing that I did. I ended up just kind of wandering a fair bit and having kind of longer conversations. But yeah, so did you do any other side quests outside of those things?
I did. Yeah. So I'll go through them. Just kind of quickly, actually, they weren't massive, like massive side quests. So one I did was called, it was the side quest called like When Pigs Fly.
I think that's one of those weapons dealer. Yeah, that's one of those.
Yeah, I think it was one of the
Creation
ones, like,
Club ones. Yeah.
Preloaded. Yeah. I met a weapons dealer named Scruggs who I was like talking to him, and he's like, oh, I had the schematics for this grenade launcher type gun, then they were stolen. And he thinks it's done by a competing weapons dealer. So he's like, oh, I think they're working over here. Can you go here? And you go to this place. I think it's, what is it called? Monsignor or Monsignor? I don't know if it's
Monsignor. Yeah, probably.
I don't know if, yeah. Curious on if it's called Monsignor Plaza, if that's how it's said. But you find a guy called Marvin there, who actually Marvin was his former business partner. And then he's like all afraid for Marvin because he's like, oh, Marvin left to go get his job for me. He hasn't come back. And you like see, but then Marvin is the other weapons dealer who stole his schematics.
Oh yeah. How often does that happen?
Yeah. You go into the plaza and then Marvin's not in the plaza, but his thugs are. So you kill a bunch of his thugs. You find like a note that says like, I'm going to ambush Scruggs and kill him when he comes out, when he least expects it. And so you find Marvin on top of a roof of an apartment building. And he has this thing called, he makes these like little piggy bank bombs filled with coins. Like they do a lot of damage. And then, he's also created a launcher for it.
Launcher for piggy bank bombs. Have you tried the,
sort of, yeah,
what's it called? The bottle cap grenades or bottle cap mines yet?
No, I haven't used any of those yet. I should try them.
I think I used just a regular fragmentation mine. I don't know. I do have a couple. I've just been using bottle cap ones. Got to try them.
Molotovs and frag grenades.
I've used a good bunch of those, and then I think at one point I ran out of both, and I was like, oh, I got these other things, and it was right in a point where I was in a very narrow area, and I was like, okay, these guys are gonna chase me down here, why not? It works pretty well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try. I have all these like unique guns now that I've had not on me, but like I have Codsworth or somebody hold that I need to try. Because I'm just used to having like what I have favorited, but I need to switch.
Have you, I mean, I don't know if this affects you at all, but I feel, I almost get like over time of using a couple sets of different guns that I like using, I get kind of attached to them, and then I don't end up ditching them for way too long. And I finally just got to the point now where I'm like, okay, I don't have any more space to carry anything. I'm dropping this thing that I have used quite a long time. It's been on the journey, but it's time to get rid of it. It's like a cleanse.
Yep, I've had that as well. Yeah, I've definitely had that.
And I heard you mention that you have Codsworth along with you.
I do, yeah. So I did. I swapped to Codsworth, which is
betraying dog meat.
Been
huh?
good. I've had Codsworth. Also, I did find out that Codsworth, there is it's either a weight limit or an item limit. I think it's a weight limit, especially for Codsworth, because I've had him hold like some heavy items.
Yeah, I give him all the heaviest stuff that I can find.
Yeah.
Don't know where he stores it, but hey.
I have found a limit because it said like he cannot hold anymore. So I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So there was a few where I had to ditch him or like find like a bench and just scrap stuff down that I didn't need.
Nice.
Or sell stuff.
Did someone on Reddit responded to me and said something about the fact that you could actually add armor to dog meat. I don't know if you can do it to Codsworth. So you can equip armor on companions, and you can even get dog meat to wear a bandana if you want to.
Okay, I'm curious. I have no... Okay, I'm not sure where would even be.
It says... So I'm reading this comment now. It says, add your armor to a companion's inventory, then equip using the option at the bottom of the screen, which is going to be triangle for us on PlayStation. And did you know you can also change your HUD colors and Pip-Boy light color?
Yes, that I did know. That's a setting. I don't think I changed them, but I...
Yeah, I read that, I experimented with it a little bit, but I'm partial to green in everything, so green's the natural way that I wanted to go with it anyway. So, won't be trying.
Yeah, I think I'm also used now to... Yeah, I can read the Pip-Boy pretty easily. I'm getting... Now, however far in, like, used to moving over the tabs, figuring it all out. So,
Precisely.
But then just to end off for this pig's fly thing, Marvin. Killed Marvin, got his he makes like a little piggy grenade launcher as well. So I pick up like the launcher itself and I gave that to Codsworth to hold. And then you go to Scruggs and give him back his schematics and he gets all like happy with you. He gives you a grenade launcher.
Oh, that's solid.
Which is cool.
It's a regular grenade launcher. It's for any grenade that can be put in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. For a frag grenade. Yeah. So. Just upgraded it then at a weapons table to give it higher damage and a longer range. So,
you're playing with fire
yet,
now.
But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna need to. So that was one. That was one of them. Another one I just did, which was very short. It was a mechanical menace, is what it was called. It was finding a lost caravan. It was just and I found the lost caravan. It was a bunch of robots fighting other hostile robots, and there was a guy who had been killed. His name was Jackson. He was like the leader. He had created some of these robots and who were the peaceful ones, but he unfortunately got killed. But then like you meet a robot pal called Ada, she's the only, I think, I'm assuming she's a she named Ada, and it kind of sounds like a female voice. You meet her and she actually becomes a pal for you, so she's one that you can pick as well. So she can be a companion with you on your quest. And then she has like another. That was just that quest. It ends there after you talk to her, but then it can continue on into a different quest, which I haven't done, a different side quest of like going to help her fight these other robots that she wants to take out.
Oh, sweet. But okay. So you can. So some of those creation, whatever they're called, side quests end up leading to additional quests. That's great. That's a nice way to expand on whatever you're doing.
Yeah, she did specify, like, after you help her with this next quest that I haven't done, this next side quest, that you'll get, like, a robot, like a crafting table, and you can get robots and stuff. So, so I'll see what that's like once I do that. I'll probably do that for next episode. But, yeah, and then one of the bigger, I say bigger, it wasn't really a bigger side quest. It's bigger because there's a lot of fighting. It was called Road to Freedom.
Road to Freedom Trail. So I started that just by arriving. To where you start the sort of the main quest search for the detective. But Then I was like, I'm just going to keep going because I'm literally right here. So you continued that then?
Continued the whole way. There's a time where you create quite a few super mutants and super mutant dogs and a whole bunch of enemies. I died a couple times. And then at the end of it, you go into the Old North Church? It's actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few enemies in there, some ghouls in there. You kill the ghouls.
Yes, I walked by that church and decided, okay, I'm not going to do that right now.
Yeah, it's funny because in real life, my wife and I have done the Freedom Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually like walk in the game was kind of funny too, to see some of the stuff on it, how it goes. It's kind of hard to follow because obviously there's rubble and stuff, and then some of the trail is where it's not, it connects it, someone's connected it by just wiping like blood on the floor. It's just a blood trail. So you follow that.
That's on brand for sure.
Yeah. But at the end of it, you get to the Old North Church. You kill some ghouls in there, and then you go to the basement and you find the railroad, the secret society called the Railroad. You have to like do a puzzle because on each of the little landmark spots on the Freedom Trail, it will say like 1A or, and then like 2R, and then it creates a word, and it creates the word, I'll give it to you, it creates the word railroad, which is, it's pretty easy to figure out, like quick into it. So you do a little puzzle thing and like type in the word railroad, and then it opens up a wall and you meet a secret society, and I cannot remember the woman's name now.
They must have been spreading their blood around the ground then.
Yeah, she asked you some questions, and I answered wrong on a question. So she was like, oh, maybe you're not part for this society right now. And I was like, oh, okay. But then a second guy comes in, Deacon. His name's Deegan. And he said, oh, hey, well, do you still want to join the society? And it's like, oh, you can do that? She's like, but she said no. And he's like, oh, no. I was like, she'll come over. But he's like, here, meet me here and do this quest. And I haven't done that quest. I just did the Road to the Freedom to find the society. But it seems like it's another society that you can join. So,
oh, interesting.
So if I do that, it'll be the Minutemen, the Railroad, and the Brotherhood once I've finished all those. I don't know how many there are.
I wonder if
the
they
game,
give you access to a railroad. I mean, can I ride a train?
But
that would be a difference maker.
Yeah. But yeah, on the way there was a lot of fighting to do. I did die a few times. There were quite a few super mutants. Yeah. It was a little difficult, but I did get through it in the end with Codsworth and some. Oh, that's what I was going to say. On the Pigs Fly thing, I bought a sword. It was called like a serrated Chinese sword. So it's like a serrated, long blade sword thing. And it does quite a lot of damage. So like for ghouls and stuff, I can just slice them in one hit.
I did end up, in this set of play sessions, I ended up running out of a lot of the ammo for the main guns that I was using. I ran out of most rifle ammo and all of my fusion cell ammo for the Institute weapons. And so I was down to just, I think, some shotgun shells, which eventually ran out too, and a submachine gun I picked up and something else. So at one point I didn't have enough ammo for something. So I just switched to the baseball bat that I had randomly picked up and swung away. And that was kind of entertaining, actually. I just recently upgraded it to be, covered in barbed wires because I had nails. I mean, I guess I keep looking at the shops and like, because you mentioned that last week that you could buy a barbed baseball bat. And I was like, this seems a little expensive to me right now. And then I was like, oh, yeah, weapons tables exist. And so I just like scrolled through all the things and saw what upgrades were available. And so I did that and upgraded a bunch of other things, too. They're super useful.
Yeah, there's a few things. There's a few weapons like I have. And again, ones I've kept for a while and I want to, but I want to upgrade. But to upgrade it, I need to get the rank.
Oh, you need to be another level
one.
Some
of them require the rank one, rank two.
Upgraded anything besides that top row in the special bar, just because I feel like some of those things are so essential that might as well max them out.
So after you mentioned that last time, all I've been doing is the top bar, and I just counted it out right now. So to finish my top bar, so I have eight skill points that I didn't put in the top bar. I put them in like the things underneath. I'm kind of regretting that and wishing that I hadn't done those fully and just done the top bars. Because as of right now, if I use every skill point from now till whatever. Yeah, every skill point from now on. I'm level 18 right now, halfway to 19.
Okay.
It would take me to level 50 to fill, to get every single one at the top to 10.
Jesus. Okay, that's a lot of...
Yeah.
That's a lot of skill points.
So if I had had those other eight, if I had used those other eight, I would have had strength and perception already done, and I would have been missing one off something else right now.
Gotcha. But yeah, I'm still just top row only, but it's like I keep pumping into VAT accuracy as one, VAX action points is another, and then I'm trying to slowly every couple levels pump into charisma because I want to be able to have those. I like in these types of RPGs with conversation systems to convince people of doing things or whatever.
Yeah.
And I still have the yellow on every option of those. Really? Okay.
Same.
I think
I've had
one
a few
of them
go my way, but
by accident. Yeah.
Yeah. But majority don't work. But yeah, but I'm also, I want to put it into the XP points. Like, what is it? Is that intelligence?
Yes, I have a couple.
Because
you might as well get faster XP gain because then you can put into other things. So I've been putting into that and a little bit into health because I started dying so fast at some point.
Yeah, my next couple I might put into wanting to get XP because
that's just useful.
Do you know what level you are?
I don't remember. Probably 15 or so, but I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it's some of those. And there's, I think the thing that's interesting too, and I don't think they have like tons and tons of stars like that top row does, but there's like 40 different skills you can put things into, and half of them don't. Like one of them is just have something guide you to your next main, to the closest main quest
you
have tagged. Like, I don't care about that. I can look it up on the map. But then there's other things that sound great. I mean, if I at some point I might put it into just like melee fighting because that sounds awesome to just box
with
someone.
I did two that I put down were onto defense. So it was like now I take like 20% less damage or something because I was like, useful, especially in the beginning because I was kind of dying early. So I was like, that one's useful. But yeah, you're right. There were some I was reading through and I'm like, okay, I don't need this. I don't need that.
Yeah, it's common.
But otherwise, that was all my side quests.
Yeah, and so the search for Nick Valentine took us to that Park Street subway station, which is right next to the start of the Freedom Trail in Boston Common. You end up fighting off Depression era clothed mob goons with Tommy guns. That's one of the submachine guns that I picked up, and I quite like it actually, just because it has the giant drum clip, which is useful. And then
I picked up one that was
an armor piercing with glow sights, and then I upgraded it too.
Honestly,
it's partially just for having a different set of ammo. So it's a really good backup, or when you're in like a semi wide open thing that's somewhat small. Like it's weird because there's obviously this is being open world, you end up in so many different types of locations. So like I pull out my sawed off shotgun thing that I've been holding on since the beginning for hallways and apartment buildings and that kind of thing, and then I have my pistol for just general and the rifle for outside, and this thing is good for like semi open, not hallways narrow, but semi open rooms. Or when you run out of ammo. which that's really been my primary use of it. But I think it's useful enough if you upgrade it a fair bit. So you go into the subway station and then you end up entering your second vault, which coming out of a vault, I was not sure if we would end up entering another vault. Vault 114, where the specific experiment for that one was being run on members of high society and offered them a luxury experience, but in reality gave them anything but, and just to see how they adapted.
Yeah, it's basically treating them like complete opposite of their experience, right?
I think the funniest thing too was the overseer was specifically chosen as someone that was anti-authority and came from a completely different background, just to see how much he'd grind all these high society people. Hilarious way to experiment on a population, I guess. If you're not part of that population, especially since you got to expect that they were all just jumping at the opportunity to be in a place that's catered specifically for them. Yeah. And I mean, I think it's pretty smart. You know, the mob decided to set up shop in a vault because, yeah, why not? You have built-in protection from invasions, from radiation. You know, you have a lot of storage opportunities. It makes total sense. I think it was funny, too, that this particular vault was built into the subway system to save on infrastructure and building costs. So, hey, worked out well for them for a while until you come and clear them all out. And
yeah, it did.
And, you know, you finally fight your way in, get sort of towards the back, and you finally free Nick Valentine, and he turns out to be a synth.
Yeah, he is.
I was not expecting that. It was a really Neither cool, like, you walk in the room, and it's got, like, this kind of film noir kind of spotlight behind him with the fedora and the trench coat, like, super stereotypical detective, hard-boiled detective guy, and then you walk up closer and the light kind of goes in his face and he's the synth. So I think they did a really good execution on just introducing the character, and he talks like one of those old detectives too. So I think right after that I ended up sending Cosworth home and then keeping Nick for a little bit. I ended up switching back to Cosworth eventually, but kept Nick around for a bit, especially to do obviously the next part of the quest. But yeah, I haven't quite figure out, I guess, what type of synth he is, because he doesn't seem like those ones we saw in the factory, but
like sort of like a prototype.
That was right. Yeah, he's a prototype, so he must have been the earlier model, and he never got the, you know, fake skin and all that too, and is obviously wide open about what he is.
Yeah,
but he sure is interesting to look at. He's got plenty of charisma and ability to convince anyone to do anything,
Yeah, it does.
Good to have him along.
Yeah.
And it was. Yeah, and you finally bring him back to his office, or you meet, I guess I chose to meet him back at the office, and I was like, oh, wait, I should just probably continue and fast travel there. But you have a little chit chat with Nick and Ellie about your case, and you end up rummaging around at Kellogg's house, who's, I guess, the guy that supposedly was wandering with a kid. And once you do that, I mean, you take a little pit stop at the mayor's place to get the key. That was the conversation I had, where I thought, okay, I've used up all my options. The only option left is this convince option. And it ended up, I think, working at that point. So it gives you the key. You go into to Kellogg's house.
Wait, did you get the key? Did it work on the mayor for you?
On the mayor, yeah.
Mine worked on my... I couldn't convince the mayor. I also then tried to bribe him and other stuff. It didn't work, but I was able to persuade the receptionist. And she was I'll just leave the key on the desk.
I don't know if it bugged. You know what it was? I didn't convince the mayor. I tried to convince him, and then I tried to, and it didn't work. I tried to bribe him, and he said, I'm not corrupt. And then I said something about, I'm trying to find my son, Sean. And then he's like, oh, well, that's a noble cause. And then he just gave me the key.
He said, oh, well, to me when I said that, he's like, oh, we all have our problems.
Okay, well, I lucked out, I guess. That's
And then when I told the same thing to the receptionist, she's like, oh, you're such a good dad. She's like, I'll leave the key on the desk.
Oh, yeah, the receptionist was just trying to get Piper out of the buildings.
Yeah.
When I was there, so. But, yeah, you know, once you go explore Kellogg's house with the key, you grab the cigar, and then dog meat shows up and picks up the scent. The quest just ends and immediately starts up reunion. So it was time to stop the play session.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
It was kind of really abrupt.
I thought it was going to. Yeah.
I thought we were just going to keep going. Because the quest completed and then the new quest icon kind of popped up. I thought we were going to go and find, and that was going to be the rest of this quest. And no, it just ends.
Yeah.
Very abrupt. A bit of a cliffhanger because of the way we set this up and, you know, didn't include reunions in last time's round of main quests. So anyway, it's time to get off of the cliffhanger and go figure out what happens next. So for next time, our goal is to play and complete the main story quest called Reunions and Dangerous Minds. So once you finish those and as much side questing as you're in the mood for, save and quit and hold on for next time. Just don't start the following main quest, which is called The Glowing Sea.
That one sounds interesting for the.
I'm curious what that means.
Couple episodes there.
What is making it glowing? Could it possibly be plenty of radiation? Yeah, I'm going to guess that we're going to have to at some point. So grab your swim trunks.
We'll see. Exactly. But thanks everyone for listening this week and continuing along following us on this Fallout journey. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week. See ya.
If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of Nave games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.